standard of care. You receive chemotherapy, stage 3, ha? Stage 3B pa, no? Ganon. Not for 1 and 2, because this is early disease. 1 and 2, you go to surgery. For stage 3, the standard of care is you receive what we call neoadjuvant chemotherapy. Chemotherapy before the surgery, okay? To downgrade the tumor, because it's a huge tumor, okay? Then when you see the results of the downgrading, you undergo the surgery and then the radiation. But if you completed already 6 cycles of chemotherapy, that is supposed to be enough.
Yes.
So I do not know what the additional 2 is unless there still is remaining disease.
Meron kasing tumubo, Doc, na parang yung mais-mais na ano, parang munggo muna tapos.
Okay, pero na biopsy ba yon?
Binayopsy po.
So positive ulit yon?
Positive ulit. Tapos, yan, ngayon, Doc, nag-chemo na po.
Yeah, but, well, your disease came so fast, di ba? Your recurrence came so fast, despite the chemotherapy and the radiation. Di ba? Kasi bumalik ka agad eh, nagkaroon, kasi positive yon. So, this might be a resistant type of disease. Anong testing mo? ERPR, HER2 new?
Po yung HER2 po.
Kahit sa second?
Walang second po. Biopsy lang po yung...
Oh, hindi. Hindi tinest yung second for her to new again. Okay. The second biopsy. Yes. So, as I said, yes, your disease seems to be very aggressive because while on treatment, you had the recurrence. No? And usually, you cannot undergo radiation again kasi you complete that eh. So you have a completed course of radiation. So your next option is really either surgery, but if there is a lot, maraming bukol-bukol, then chemotherapy ulit. But your chances of response might be less.
So sa lagay niya ngayon, Doc, what is she supposed to do? So there seem to be a new... lesions discovered, and so she underwent chemotherapy na naman.
So ngayon...
She was not tested the second time round.
The second time, yes. So, then your length of chemotherapy now will depend on your response. Diba? The other thing that your doctor should have done also is to do a metastatic workup. There might be disease outside of the breast and somewhere else, no?
Kailan tong last... session mo, chemotherapy? January.
January, yung second na. Yung second, pabalik na. So first. So ngayon, you're still on chemotherapy. So what is your assessment? Are you responding? Lumiliit ba?
Yes,
doctor. So the length of time now that you will receive chemotherapy will be based on response. Because now you are dealing with a recurrent disease. Hindi na kagaya noon eh. Yung bang nakapeg at 6 lang, di ba?
Lumitraw yung tumor mark niya.
Your CA 15-3. But what about the tumor itself? Is it getting smaller? Oh, so you're responding then. Now, the next question is, how long are you going to respond?
Yeah. So, presently, nag-undergo ka ng chemotherapy.
Second line na siya. Kasi, di ba, tapos ka na nung first, so this is a second line chemotherapy, ibang gamot.
Would you recommend that she have HER2 testing?
Yes.
Now?
Uh-huh.
At this point, she can have...
Because... One is that how come the disease is aggressive? It is supposed to be a HER2 new negative disease. How come it is behaving aggressively? So, one, the previous test might be a mistake. You know, because the other thing that you have to do with HER2 new is test the validity of your lab. Diba? How valid is your laboratory for the HER2? That is actually what Cebu is doing right now. They're testing the validity of the HER2 new compared to what they do with their clinical trials, yung pinapasend namin abroad. Diba? Kasi abroad, they're tested in a clinic and then yun ang validity. Kasi nga, bakit nagbe-behave ng ganito ang tumor mo na negative ka naman? Ba? Baka positive ka.
So even at this point, she can have herself, yes, or she, yes, and she should.
Yes, she should have it tested, a retest, another center. We've had conflicting results like that. One of my patients are here. We had 3 tests done, iba-iba ang labas. It was such a headache, you know. Positive dito, negative dito, positive dito, nako, di ba? Because this is really saying the validity of your lab. No? How valid is your laboratory when you do this test? Roche is, where's Roche? Roche is, yeah, the Roche people who do the, who manufacture Herceptin are also into the testing, right? So they're testing validity of the laboratories for HER2.
Doc, yung mga HER2 tests ba, mahal? I mean, you've already said the medication is mahal, pero yung testing?
Magkano nga ang test din? 15,000 HER2? 15,000 for HER2 test. But the medicine is more expensive. You wanna know the for adjuvant chemotherapy, adjuvant means you say 1 year of Herceptin for early disease, you will spend $1.5 million.
Doc? Ano? Doc, question lang. Mandatory ba for all doctors or oncos to tell their patients to get HER2 test?
Yes, I would suggest that all breast cancer tumors should be tested for HER2. As I said, even if you cannot afford the drug, then the HER2 will help prognosticate. Diba? Prognosticate meaning to say, your doctor can tell you this is an aggressive disease, we have to be more vigilant. Diba? And number two, it will help your doctor choose what drugs to use. Kahit hindi mo kaya ang Herceptin, kahit hindi mo kaya ang lapatinib, kailangan may HER2 test ka. So yun yung pinaka take home message ko. So for those of you who have families newly diagnosed, ask your doctor, hindi ba ako magpapa-HER2? Para alam ng doktor, you know, di ba?
Other questions?
Kasi kung expensive yung medicine for HER2, what good will the other medicines do?
Yun nga, di ba? As I said, regardless if you can afford the medicine, the targeted therapy, it will help prognosticate. It will help your doctor tell you, this is an aggressive disease, you have to be more vigilant. Diba? And then when you choose the drugs, as I said earlier, you choose the anthracycline-containing drugs because these are the ones that will work better for HER2 disease. If better, but of course, the best is Herceptin. Diba? But at least you get to choose but the better drugs. Yun. So it doesn't mean to say that just because you cannot afford Herceptin or lapatinib, you will not do the test. Because it will help your doctor decide. And it is the best time to test, as I said, because if you test 5 years from now, it might turn out to be either false positive or false negative because it gets degraded, the specimen gets degraded through the years.
So if I may, you're saying, Doc, na you might not be able to afford the
targeted therapy.
The targeted therapy, but your doctor will recommend something more suitable naman than, yes, than say, tamoxifen.
Just say the ordinary breast cancer, the HER2 negative disease.
Yung pwede-pwede na. Yung pwede-pwede na.
Yung pwede-pwede na. Oo, kasi yun nga ang contention ng pasyente. Doc, ba't pa ako magpapatest? Hindi ko naman ma-afford yung Herceptin, di ba? Which is really valid. So this is the way I answer them. But it will help me decide what drugs to give you that are better than if you just had the ordinary HER2 negative disease.
Good afternoon, Doc. Yung sinabi mo, Doc, na inclusion at saka exclusion for those you are testing for recurrence patient, those whose cancer recur.
You were talking about the clinical trial?
Yes, doctor.
Right now, the open clinical trials here in the city are for advanced and metastatic disease. Oh. So meaning to say, you have to first fulfill that criteria. Hindi pwede early. Wala kaming trials sa early. Eh. So the trial is on advanced and metastatic. And then there is a series of inclusion and exclusion criteria that you have to fulfill.
Thank you.
But is advanced and metastatic necessarily, pag recurrent siya, it does not mean it's advanced or metastatic necessarily.
Yes, because when we say metastatic, we are dealing with distant mets. So for example, recurrence locally lang, no? Nag-breast cancer ka, 2 years later, nagkaroon ng nodule sa breast, tapos pag-check up sa'yo, negative lahat. So this is a local recurrence. We need distant recurrence for the clinical trial.
Other questions?
Good afternoon, Doc. Sinabi niyo po kanina na yung tamoxifen, kasi I have just finished my chemotherapy last December, and I'm taking tamoxifen now. Sinabi niyo po kanina na yung tamoxifen nagsusuppress ng estrogen. So, ang gusto ko lang po malaman, ano yung role ng estrogen sa cells natin? Ano po yung ano niya?
Diba yung
contribution? At saka po, pag ibig bang sabihin po, Doc, na pag nagkaroon kayo ng monthly period, kasi nawala yung monthly period during the chemotherapy, pag bumalik ba yung monthly period, Doc, ibig bang sabihin, sabihin mo sa doctor mo para i-change yung medicine mo? Or
ganito, kasi for premenopausal, you have to quantify kasi is your patient. First, you have to be ER or PR positive to receive tamoxifen. Yan ang first rule. The second rule is that if you are premenopausal or postmenopausal, if you are premenopausal, you can only receive tamoxifen. If you are post, you have a choice, whether it's tamoxifen or the AIs, no? Yun. And because estrogen is part of the development of your breast cancer, because there are receptors, kaya estrogen receptor positive ka, di ba? May receptor. Magbabind doon yung tumor, magiging cancer. Ang magbabind doon yung tamoxifen mo. That's why it's an anti-estrogen. Siya ang magbabind sa receptor. Hindi na ngayon makapasok yung cancer, di ba? But you have to have the receptors, yun. Now, supposed to be you suppress estrogen. And one way to know that there is a suppression is when you do not develop your menses. But chemotherapy can suppress, di ba? So, sometimes it comes back after chemotherapy. So, you now do not know what is your level. So, you can have a test. You can have a estrogen level test. Get your estradiol, FSH, to know where do you belong. And then, if you will need further, like the question earlier about the addition of Soladex, di ba? Kulang yung tamoxifen, kailangan dagdagan.
So, yung recommendation mo, Doc, is that she gets a test. An additional test. Ngayon na bumalik yung menses niya, it's important that she knows the level of estrogen.
Yes. Oh, and then probably it's still high because bumalik yung menses niya, no? And you might need the second drug.
Yes. Other questions? Any other questions for Dr. Gay? Not necessarily related to her too, because we are entertaining all sorts of questions at this point. Yes?
Good afternoon. I'm not really sure how to phrase the question, but as I understand, yung lecture mo kanina na HER2 is a gene in the cells, and then it's supposed to, pag na-express siya, siya yung magsistimulate ng cells. Diba, if I understand, lahat ng cells natin, di ba pare-pareho ng gene? So how come it becomes, like you said, pag yung first tumor pwedeng maging positive, yung second time pwedeng maging negative? Bakit siya?
Kasi it is not an inherited gene. It is not an inherited gene. So it can change. It's not inherited. It's a gene that is a normal part of your body. That's why, di ba, if I show the slide of it being normal, and then it becomes abnormal, di ba? So it is a normal gene whose main function is to control cell growth, di ba? So you only have 2 copies, yan ang normal. When you develop a lot of copies, yun na yun, naging abnormal siya, nag-overexpress siya, nag-amplify siya, nag-change siya. Kasi hindi siya inherited gene eh. Hindi siya kagaya nung genes na, kunwari, Down syndrome, ganon, hindi. Gene ang tawag sa kanya, but that is the function. oncogene siya eh. There are so many oncogenes in the body eh. Yes, everybody has the gene. Only that the gene gets abnormal.
What turns it on?
Yes, that's why. You don't know. There are no factors. One implication for the HER2 gene is aging and wear and tear in the body. So there is really no known cause why it converts, why it overamplifies. Yes, definitely. Yes, yes. So far science has discovered the gene and the overamplification. So that's why there is a treatment, kasi target. But they do not know what makes it change. Not yet.
Any other questions? So mukhang diabolical talaga tong HER2 gene na ito, no? No known cause. And all we can do is to test for it in the event that there is a recurrence. It's important, according to Dr. Gay, to demand that your doctor conduct a HER2 test.
Yeah, every test, if you have a previous test.
Uh-huh. And even if you've had a previous test where it's been found negative, you must have another test because it can change. And maybe as a source of comfort, kahit mahal yung drug, there are alternatives that are cheaper, which might not work as well as Herceptin, but will work better naman than the other more mainstream or traditional therapies. Other questions? No further questions for Dr. Lapos? All right, then I suppose we should wrap up. You have any final words, Doc?
Yeah, I think I've emphasized my final take-home message again and again. Have a HER2 test done. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, everybody.